Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies, grace, and love. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you for your strength that is upholding us. Thank you for all our prayers that you have answered. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for destroying the works of the devil that were formed against us. Thank you for honoring your name. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives. Be glorified, be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your peace and joy that reigns in our heart. Thank you for your presence and power that is with us, that is in us, and that is for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for helping us in our helplessness. Thank you for opening doors for us, even the doors the enemy shut against us. Thank you, Father. We thank you for making our faith to produce victories. Thank you for making us to overcome powers and forces of darkness. Thank you for giving us victories in difficult battles. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for opening our eyes to see great and marvelous things about you, about your kingdom, about your plans for our lives, about your will for our lives. Thank you for opening our eyes to see great things. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We also thank you for great progress that we see in every area of our lives. Thank you for subduing Satan and his agent on our feet. Thank you for subduing pain and the Adamic nature and sicknesses, weaknesses, diseases on our feet. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, because we know that your mighty hand shall take us from where we are right now into the glorious height you have prepared for us. We are grateful because nothing shall stop us. You will not allow anything to stop us from entering into the future you have prepared for us, even the glorious and beautiful future. Thank you, Lord. We are here this midnight to seek your face, to pray, to worship you, to praise you, and also to seek for your help and intervention. I ask, O Lord, that as we pray here tonight, that you, by your mercy, answer all our prayers. In Jesus' name, I ask that you put an end to any form of affliction or oppression that have been going on in our lives. Put an end to them all as we pray tonight in Jesus' name. Fill us with your strength. Fill us with your fire. Fill us with your power. Fill us with your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Lead us as we pray and make sure that we pray the right prayer point you want to hear from us. Thank you, Lord, for I know you're going to do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's praises. We're going to sing worship song right now. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. For your goodness, we are grateful, oh Lord. For your kindness, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah. We are grateful, Lord. Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost, now and forevermore. Take all the glory, take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost, now and forevermore. All the glory must be
Hear the Lord, for he is worthy of our praise, worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to his son. All the glory must be to the Lord.
All the glory must be to the Lord.
All the glory must be to the Lord. To Jesus, holy, he's worthy of our praise, worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest,
Hosanna in the highest,
Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
God will lift up your name.
God will lift up your name. Your name with a heart full of praise, with a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor.
We give you all the glory.
We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor.
Be lifted up, be lifted up, O Lord,
O Lord, be lifted up,
for you are holy.
For you are holy, righteous and holy. O Lord, be lifted up. I will enter His gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise.
And I will say,
this is the day that the Lord has made.
I'll rejoice.
I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Hallelujah. He has made me glad.
I am so glad.
I am so glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways, He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to His side. With love and strength, for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. Jesus will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way for you with love and strength. For each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way for us with love and strength. For His new day, He will make a way. Jesus will make a way. He will make a way. Jesus is the answer for our today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world. For the world today, above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. God is
a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. Our God is a glorious God.
Have faith in God.
Have faith in God.
He's on his throne.
He's on his throne.
Have faith in God.
Have faith in God. He watches over his own.
He cannot fail.
He cannot fail.
He must prevail.
He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God.
Have faith in God.
Have faith in God.
He's on his throne.
He's on his throne. Have faith in God. He watches over his own.
He cannot fail.
He cannot fail.
He must prevail.
He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith. We have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails. Who never fails, who never fails, forevermore.
We have a God.
We have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails, who never fails, who never fails, forevermore.
We serve a God.
We serve a God who never fails.
You serve a God.
We serve a God who never fails.
I serve a God.
We serve a God who never fails. Who never fails. Jesus never fails. Forevermore.
I will lift up his name. I will lift up his name. I am, O Jehovah, Alpha and Omega. I will lift up his name. I am, O Jehovah, Alpha and Omega. I will lift up his name. We will lift up his name. We will lift up his name. I am, Jehovah, Alpha and Omega. We will lift up his name. am, O Jehovah, Alpha and Omega. We will lift up His name. I am.
God,
Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. By your blood. By your blood. You crossed principality. Jesus. Jesus. Lord Jesus. Jesus. By your name. By your name. You established authority. Lord Jesus. Jesus. Jesus the righteous. By your blood. By your blood, you crossed principality. Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, Jesus. By your name, by your name, you establish authority, Jesus, Jesus, oh Jesus, the righteous, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, you have conquered all. Jesus, Jesus, Savior. Jesus, Lord Jesus, Jesus, you reign. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify him and adore him. Magnify him and praise him. Worship the King of glory, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of lords. The Almighty God, the self-sufficient God, the all-sufficient God. He is the beginning and the ending. He is the first and the last. He is before all things. He existed before anything existed, before everything existed. For he is the one who created all things, and he is the one that is holding all things together. Worship him. He is the Most High. No one is higher than him. No one is greater than him. And he is greater than all. Worship him. He is so merciful, he's so kind, he's so loving, he's so gracious, he's so compassionate, and he's so faithful. Worship him for who he is. He's the most holy God. For he alone can make anyone to be holy. We praise you, Father. You are eternal. You are eternal King, eternal life. You live forever. You reign forever. You are the living God. for every other gods are dead. Only you is the living God. We worship you, Father. Only you can change unchangeable things. Only you can solve unsolvable problems. Only you can reverse irreversible things. Only you can do impossible things. We worship you, Father. Only you can lift up a man, and no one will be able to bring him down. We worship you, Lord. Only you speak, and your words come to pass. You determine the end of things, even before those things began to exist. We praise you, Father. We worship you, Father. You have designed our future, even before we were conceived in our mother's womb. We praise you, Father. We worship you, Lord. For no one can do the things that you do. No one can heal as you do. No one can deliver as you do. No one can save as you do. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. For your throne is highly exalted above every other thrones. Your kingdom is highly exalted above every other kingdoms, and your name is highly exalted above every other name. We worship you, Father, for you have set your glory above the heavens. Who is he that can contend with you in battle? Who is he that can stand before you to fight you? You are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You are the light that shines in deep darkness, and darkness cannot trace you, and darkness cannot comprehend. You have defeated your enemies even before they rise to fight you. You have conquered all your enemies. You have conquered all the forces and powers of darkness. And you have established your dominion over them all forever and ever. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amén. Amén. Oh, we're going to pray thanksgiving prayers. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your mercies and grace that is sufficient for me, that is sufficient in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Begin to thank him. Continue to thank him. Thank you, Father, for your mercies. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient in my life. Thank you for your mercies that is working in my life. Thank you for your mercies that is working in my family, in my calling, in my ministry, in my destiny. Thank you for your mercies that is working in my life. Thank you for your compassion that is speaking in my life. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your power that is working in my life, making me to be victorious over all the powers of the enemy, over all limitations. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your power working in my life. Thank you for your power working in my spirit, working in my soul, working in my body, working in my environment, making me victorious over all the works of the devil, over all the powers of darkness, over all the powers of the enemy. Thank you for your power that is working in my life, making me to succeed, making me to overcome. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your power that is working in my life, that is giving me dominion over all my enemies. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for giving me wisdom to make right choices, to make right decisions in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for giving me wisdom to make right choices, to make right decisions in my life, to make right choices concerning his use of life, concerning matters about my life and destiny. Thank you, Father, for giving me wisdom to make right decisions. Thank you for giving me wisdom to make right choices. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing me to fail in the works of my hands. To thank you, Father, for not allowing me to fail in the things that I do, in the works of my hands. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you for giving me success in the works of my hands. Thank you for rebuking failure in my life. Thank you, Father, for rebuking failure in my life. Thank you for casting out failures from my life. Thank you for making me succeed in everything that I do and in the works of my hands. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for I know you have prepared before me a great, powerful, and glorious future. And I know you're going to take me to that future. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for I know you have prepared before me a great, powerful, and glorious future. And I know that your mighty hand will take me into that future. Thank you, Lord. So thank you, Father, for I know that you have prepared a beautiful future before me. A glorious future, a great future. You have prepared before me. And you are going to take me into that future. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for all your promises concerning my life shall come to pass. So thank you, Father, for all your promises and plans for my life shall all come to pass without delay. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, because all your promises for my life, all your prophecies concerning my life, and all your plans for my life shall all come to pass without delay. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Because the manifestation of your promises for my life shall not be delayed. Thank you, Father, because the manifestation of your plans for my life shall not be delayed. Thank you, Father, because the manifestation of your will for my life shall not be delayed. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let your mighty wind move my life forward. You're going to say, Father, let your mighty wind move my life forward. And let that wind destroy whatever barrier or limitation or opposition that wants to stop me from moving forward. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray. Say, Father, let your mighty wind move my life forward. Let your mighty wind move my life forward. And let your wind destroy, let that mighty wind destroy any obstacle or opposition or limitation or barrier that may try or that may want to stop me. Let your mighty wind go ahead of me to remove every obstacle on my way. Let your mighty wind go ahead of me to remove every barrier, every limitation, every opposition, every rejection on my way to stop my moving forward. Let your mighty wind remove them now. And let your mighty wind move me forward. Let your mighty wind move my life forward. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to decree. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I decree that the sword of the Lord destroy every evil hand creating problems, troubles, and disasters for me. Let those sword of the Lord destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. Say, I decree in the name of Jesus, let the sword of the Lord, let the sword of the Lord destroy every evil hand creating problems for me. Creating troubles for me, creating disasters for me. Let the sword of the Lord cut them into pieces. Let the sword of the Lord destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Let the sword of the Lord destroy them now. Let the sword of the Lord destroy them. In the name of Jesus, let the sword of the Lord destroy them. In the name of Jesus, every evil hand that is creating troubles, problems, creating disasters for me, let the sword of the Lord flow under now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire in my spirit, soul, and body to live a victorious Christian life. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire in my spirit. I receive fire in my soul. I receive fire in my body to live a victorious Christian life, to live a successful Christian life, to live a powerful Christian life in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. I receive fire. I receive fire. I receive fire from the presence of God. Fire from the presence of God. I receive fire in my spirit. Fire in my soul. Fire in my body. To live a victorious Christian life. I receive fire to live a successful Christian life. I receive fire to live a life of dominion. I receive fire now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every chain of slavery that is holding my life bound to break into pieces right now. I'm going to say, I command every chain of slavery holding my life bound, holding my destiny bound, to break into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Begin to pray. Every chain of slavery, I command you to break into pieces right now. Every chain of slavery, binding my life, binding my calling, binding my ministry, binding my destiny. Every chain of slavery, binding my life, binding my soul, binding my spirit, binding my body. Every chain of slavery, binding my career, binding my marital life. I command them to break into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus, every chain of slavery binding my finances, I command them to break into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Break into pieces. Break into pieces. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace and strength to do everything and stick on. I've made it difficult for me to do. I receive grace and strength to accomplish everything the powers of darkness have made it hard for me to accomplish. I receive grace and strength to accomplish them. I receive grace and strength to do them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Mahasha Jesus Vishnega. I receive grace and strength to do everything the enemy has not allowed me to do successfully. I receive grace and strength to accomplish every good thing, every good work, every success the enemy have not allowed me to accomplish. I receive the strength and the grace to accomplish them now. I receive the power to accomplish them now. In the name of Jesus, I receive the strength to accomplish them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, saturate my mind. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, saturate my mind. And remove every lie of the enemy that have entered into my mind. Remove every lie of the enemy that have prevailed in my mind. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost saturates my mind. I remove every lie, every deception of the enemy that have prevailed in my mind. Take away, delete every lie of the devil that have prevailed in my mind, that have prevailed in my thoughts. Every lie of the devil that have prevailed in my mind, fire of the Holy Ghost, remove them now. Delete them now. In the name of Jesus. And begin to pray that henceforth, no lie of the enemy shall be able to enter into my mind. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we saw in the scripture, in Romans chapter 4, yeah, the Bible says, sin calls things that are not as though they were. Yeah, I want to read it for you. So faith creates realities. Yeah, that is what you should know. Romans chapter 4. Verse 17. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. So actually it is God that does that. But then we through faith can also do that. Yeah. God quickening the dead. And not only that, God also calls things that are not as though they were. So faith is all about believing what is not, believing that what is not yet happening will happen. And that was how Abraham believed God. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, empower my faith to produce the realities that I need to experience, the realities that I need to walk in, the realities that I need to see in my life, the realities I need to see around me. The Father, empower my faith, strengthen my faith to produce the reality that I need. Open your mouth and pray like that. Empower my faith. Strengthen my faith, O Lord, to produce the reality that I need to experience. The realities that I need to possess, the realities that I need to walk in, the realities that I need to see in my life and to see all around me. Father, empower my faith now. Empower my faith now to create the reality that my life needs now, the reality that my calling needs, the reality that my destiny needs, that my career needs. Empower my faith to create such reality. Empower my faith to create the realities that my life needs. In the name of Jesus, empower my faith, Holy Spirit. Empower my faith, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we're still looking at that scripture, Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Romans 4, verse 17. Now, I'm going to read for you from another translation so that you can understand that this verse very well. I'm going to read for you from NLT translation. Verse 17 says that that is what the scripture means. That is what the scripture means when God told him, I have made you the father of many nations. This happened because Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life and who creates new things out of nothing. Yeah, can you see that? Yeah, the writer of this book of Romans was trying to tell the audience that the prophecy about Abraham, or the promise of God to Abraham, eventually came to pass. And then he went further to say that the promise of God to Abraham came to pass because now Abraham is the father of many nations. Because Jesus came out of the lineage of Abraham. Yeah, and now Jesus has many children in every nation of the world. So eventually Abraham became the father of many nations. And then the writer was saying, this prophecy came to pass, or this promise came to pass, because Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life, and the God who creates new things out of nothing. Yeah, you know, King James Version said, the God who calleth things that be not. Yeah, King James Version said, God who collects those things which be not as though they were. Now, this translation gives us more understanding. Yeah, by saying God who creates new things out of nothing. Yeah, so your faith in God is able to bring new things, to create new things out of nothing. Yeah, that's how powerful your faith is. So when other people are seeing nothing, you are seeing a lot of things. I remember when my family newly moved into a new apartment. Yeah, there was nothing in the house. Yeah, there was no chairs in the sitting room. There was no TV. There was no bed. There was nothing. That that is things that are very important to be in a house or in an apartment. Yeah, but every time we look at those empty places in the house, we start to see chairs there, even though there were no chairs there. We start to see chairs there. We start to see bed, TV, what else? Every other furniture, and many other things that are needed in the house. So by faith, we start to see those things. And eventually, all of the things that we saw with the eyes of faith, we now have them. Yeah, in fact, we have a lot that even the house cannot contain the things, because now we can't even want to buy many things in the house, or we can't even buy them because there are no space anymore to contain them in the house. Yeah, but initially it wasn't like that. Yeah, everywhere was just empty. Yeah, but when others are saying nothing, yeah, we saw we saw a lot. Yeah, so that is how you as a Christian, that is how you should live. By faith, you should create the reality that you want in your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to grow in faith such that my faith is able to bring new things out of nothing. You can say, Father, help me to grow in faith. Help me to grow in faith such that my faith is able to create new things out of nothing. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Your problem is not that you have nothing. Your problem is that your faith is not enough. Your faith is weak. Your faith is limited. And that is your problem. Your problem is not that you have nothing. Pray. Pray. Say, Father, help me to grow in faith. Help me to mature in faith such that my faith can begin to bring new things out of nothing. Help me, O Lord, to to mature in faith. Help me to grow strong in faith to the point that my faith begins to create new things out of nothing. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me to live by faith and not by sight. Help me to live by faith and not by sight, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Father, help me to live by faith. Help me to function by faith. Help me to reason by faith and not by my human senses. Help me to relate with things by faith. Help me to react to things by faith. Help me to live my life by faith and not by sense knowledge and not by human senses. Not by human wisdom, not by human reasoning, not by human intelligence. Father, help me to live by faith so that my faith can grow strong in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're still praying. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, there is what the Bible calls stronghold. And these strongholds, they are in our mind. Yeah, but the Bible says we have weapons, we have spiritual weapons that pull down strongholds. Yeah, so now you're going to pull down every stronghold in your mind that is not allowing you to have the kind of faith that produces results. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, pull down every stronghold in my mind that is not allowing me to have the kind of faith that produces results, the kind of faith that produces miracles. Fire of the Holy Ghost, pull them down. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Gesedene kastadabala. Nehasu zasha tabashidanea. Fire of the Holy Ghost, pull down every stronghold in my mind. Every stronghold created by science. Every stronghold created by education. Academic education. Science. Technology. Every stronghold created by human wisdom. Every stronghold created by whatever system that is going on in the world. That is not allowing me to manifest the kind of faith that produces miracles. Fire of the Holy Ghost, pull them down right now. In the name of Jesus. Every stronghold created by the systems of this world. Every stronghold created in my mind by the deception that is in this world, the lies that is in this world. Fire of the Holy Ghost, pull them down right now. In the name of Jesus, every stronghold created in my mind by fear, every stronghold fear created in my mind, unbelief created in my mind, doubt created in my mind, that is not allowing me to have the kind of faith that produces signs and wonders. Fire of the Holy Ghost, pull them down. Pull them down. Pull them down. Right now in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold created by feeling, created by emotion, in my mind, that is not allowing me to demonstrate the kind of faith that produces miracles. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Every stronghold created by what my parents taught me, every stronghold created by what my teachers, lecturers taught me, that is not allowing me to have the kind of faith that moves mountains. That is not allowing me to have the kind of faith that produces great victories, great miracles at this time. Fire of the Holy Ghost, pull them down. Pull them down. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. So let me read for you that place I mentioned. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4 and 5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Verse 5. Casting down imagination. Now, where do you find imagination? In your mind. Yeah. And every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Yeah. Where can you find something exalting itself against the knowledge of God? Yeah. Of course, you will find it also in your mind. Yeah, you will find it in your mind. And then it says, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Where do you have thought? It is also in your mind. Yeah, so to manifest powerful faith, you must overcome in your mind. To manifest the kind of faith that can change the whole world, you must overcome in your mind. You must pull down strongholds in your mind. Yeah, you must fight and win the power that are working against the knowledge of God in your mind. The powers of darkness that don't want you to retain the knowledge of God in your mind. You must conquer those powers. Then your faith will start to work like atomic bomb. Then your faith will start to produce reality. Yeah, like explosives. Yeah, like the way explosion seeing these things, yeah. So you are going to pray. You're just going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, by the weapons of the Holy Ghost, I pull down every stronghold in my mind that is limiting the potency of my faith in God. You're going to say, by the weapons of the Holy Ghost, I pull down every stronghold in my mind, limiting the potency of my faith. Yeah, potency is how powerful something is. Limiting the potency of my faith in Jesus. Limiting the potency of my faith in the Word of God. I pull them down right now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Any house fashion of Allah. Nene jista bajiste ne deha gahaste nadarabala. By the weapons of the Holy Ghost, I pull down every stronghold in my mind that is limiting the potency of my faith in God. Every stronghold in my mind, limiting the potency of my faith in the Word of God. I pull them down now in the name of Jesus. I pull them down. I pull them down. I pull them down. I pull them down. Every presence of darkness in my mind that is making my faith to become too weak to produce results, I pull them out of my mind. I cast them out of my mind right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yes, we're going to pray. Now you may be asking, how do we create things by faith? How do we bring new things out of nothing? By faith, you're going to first of all cast down wrong imaginations, and now you're going to start to create your own imagination. And you're going to be creating imaginations according to the Word of God. For instance, you have read in the Bible what God says concerning your life. You have read in the Bible the Word of God concerning your life, the promises of God for your life. So now, what you have to do is to start to create imaginations that are in alignment with what the Bible says concerning your life. You start to create imaginations that are in agreement, perfect agreement. So don't create something that is contrary to the Word of God. If you do that, that is witchcraft. So in your mind, you start to create things that are in agreement with the Word of God. For instance, you know that the promise of God for your life is to walk in victory, is to overcome Satan. I mean, he's to walk in dominion over Satan and his oppression. So you can just stand on your feet and begin to imagine that Satan is under your feet, and that all the demons, they are under your feet, and you are standing upon them. I'm just giving you examples. Yeah. So you have also read in the scriptures that God has given us power to make wealth. God has given his people power to prosper. Then you can start to imagine you making wealth, you prospering. Yeah, start to create things in your mind where you are making wealth, where you are prospering. So that is how you create the realities that you want. It starts from your mind. So that is why that verse says we must fight imaginations that are from the devil. So which means that we must create right imagination. Yeah, for instance, you want to pray for somebody that is sick. Yeah, you need to create a picture. Or you need to create a scene in your mind. Yeah, just like people create movies. So you need to create a scene in your mind that this person, I prayed for this person, and this person got healed instantly. And this person starts to shout and starts to celebrate and starts to rejoice. Though you have not yet prayed for the person, but you have already created the reality that you want. Yeah, so that is how we create things by faith. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me with wisdom that will enable me create realities, create the realities that I want in my life from the realm of my mind. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me with wisdom that will enable me to create the positive realities that I want from the realm of my mind, the future that I want from the realm of my mind. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Take that power, see that on. Mishte hasto ziaste nega. Holy Spirit, heal me with wisdom. Heal me with wisdom. Thank you, Lord. That will enable me to create the reality that I want in my life, in my business, in my calling, in my career, in my family, in my home, in my marriage, in my destiny, using the realm of my mind, using the power of imagination. Oh, Holy Spirit, fill me with wisdom that will enable me create the positive reality that I need in my life. The great reality, the powerful reality that I want for my life fill me with wisdom that will enable me to create this reality using the power of my mind. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. There's a lot I personally have. There's lots of realities I have created for myself using the power of imagination. Yeah, I'm not talking about fiction. I'm talking about realities. I'm not talking about all these fiction movies. Yeah, that you just that they just show you things that are not real. Yeah, they use film freaks. Yeah, that is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about reality. Yeah, that I have created for my own life using the power of imagination, which is also the power of faith. Yeah, so I've used my mind to get healing for myself. I mean, I have used the power of my mind to get healing for myself from heaven. I have used the power of my mind to get prosperity, to get blessings alone from heaven. Yeah, so this thing I'm telling you is something that is real. Yeah, so in as much as you are creating imaginations that are in line with the word of God, it's just like people that, it's just like a drama minister that they write movies. They use the word of God. They look at the word of God, and from the word of God, they write Christian movies. And then people watch those movies, and they get blessed. Yeah. So they use the they write those movies. It's not as if what they are writing is real. Yeah, but it is real in the realm of faith. And that is why people watch the movies and they get blessed and their lives get transformed. Yeah, because somebody created that movie from the Word of God. Yeah, somebody read the Word of God, understood the Word of God, and used the understanding to create the movie that has a message. And the people watch the movie, and the power of God transformed the life of transformed their life. So you can also create. So it's more like creating a movie. Yeah. So you can also create imagination using the understanding of the Word of God, and those imaginations become powerful weapons that will create the realities you want for your life. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from this day forward, I shall begin to see myself in the light of the Word of God. I shall begin to see myself, see my life in the light of the Word of God. And through the light of the Word of God, I shall no longer see myself with the understanding of my human knowledge. I shall no longer see myself, see my life from the perspective of human senses, human wisdom. I shall see myself and see my life in the light of the Word of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, from this day henceforth, I shall wholly see myself and see my life in the light of the Word of God. And through the light of the Word of God, through the lens of the Word of God, in the name of Jesus, through the glasses of the Word of God, as I'm that way to say, from today I shall only see myself, see my life through the glasses of the Word of God, through the lens of the Word of God, through the light of the Word of God, in the name of Jesus. I shall no longer see my life from the understanding of human wisdom, from the understanding of human senses, human knowledge, human intelligence, in the name of Jesus. I shall see my life as God sees me. I shall always see my life as heaven sees me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still praying. Yeah, there's a lot I want to talk about, but I don't even know if you will understand. Yeah, so maybe we should just pray about them. You're going to pray. You're going to see Father. Heal me with the understanding of your word. Heal me with the understanding of your will. Heal me with the understanding of you that will enable me know what to do, know the right thing to do per time, the right thing to do in every situation. So Lord, fill me with the understanding of your word. Fill me with the understanding of your will. Fill me with the understanding of your personality that will make me know the right thing to do per time. That will make me know the right step to take at times. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, fill me now with the understanding of your will, of your word, of your personality. Fill me with the fullness of the understanding. understanding of your word. Fill me with the fullness of the understanding of your will. Fill me with the fullness of the understanding of your personality that will enable me to know the right things to do for time, that will enable me to know the right steps to take in every situation. Heal me now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Many times, there's a way I look at situations, and then I just know what the will of God is concerning that situation. Yeah, it will just happen naturally. I mean, any situation, I'll just look at it and then I'll know what the will of God is. Now, you need to understand that without perfect knowledge of what the will of God is, you can't really demonstrate faith in a powerful way. Yeah, because whatever you are believing God for must be in alignment with the will of God. Or whatever you are believing God for, if it is not in alignment with the will of God for that moment, it will not happen. Yeah, no matter how strong your faith is, if your faith doesn't fall in alignment with what the will of God is for that situation, what you the reality you want will not appear. The result you want will not happen. Yeah, so that is why it is very important to be able to know the will of God in every situation you find yourself. So once you know the will of God, in fact, you can even boast about your faith when you know the will of God. Yeah, I've seen people that would say, all of you, get your camera. I'm not saying you should go ahead and do that. I've seen people that will go to places where there are mad people there, blind people, crippled people, and then they will tell some other people in that environment. They will say, put on your camera, the camera of your phone, and watch what God is going to do right now. Yeah, so they will tell the people that I'm going to pray for these people right now, and they will be healed right now. Yeah, so that is boasting of faith. And then they would pray, and the people would be healed. Yeah, it is because they know that it will happen. They know the will of God for that situation. That doesn't mean if you just go ahead and you want to do the same, that doesn't mean you get the same result. Because that may not be the will of God for that time. Yeah, so I want people to pray that prayer again. Or pray in this way. You're going to say, Father, fill me with anointing that will enable me to accurately discern what your will is. in every situation. What your will is for every situation. Say, Father, fill me with anointing that will enable me to accurately discern what your will is in every situation and for every situation. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. When you have the anointing, you will know that you have the anointing. This is not guess, this is not about guesswork. You're not trying to guess. You're not doing trial and error. You know when you have a divine unction on your life, you will know that you have it. So say, Father, fill me with anointing that will enable me to accurately discern your will in every situation. Your will for every situation. Fill me now with the anointing. Fill me now. In the name of Jesus. Fill me with the anointing that will enable me to always know what your will is in every situation. To always know what your will is for every situation. Fill me with such anointing right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now you also need to pray for oneness. Yeah, your faith becomes very powerful and very dangerous. Yeah, I use the word dangerous because your faith can do terrible things. Do you know that your faith can change the weather? Just your faith. Yeah, maybe there is so much cloud in the sky and it is about to rain. Your faith can sustain the rain for a period of time. Yeah, your faith can do terrible things. Your faith can make a vehicle that has been working fine to suddenly stop working. Yeah, maybe there is somebody in that vehicle that you want that person to not go to somewhere the person is going. Maybe the person is going to somewhere to commit sin or to do something hidden. And then you don't speak by faith and say that this vehicle you want to take to that place shall stop working. And that person will try so hard to start the vehicle, and the vehicle will not move. I'm just telling you that your faith can do terrible things. Yeah, your faith can cancel flight. Yeah, I'm saying all these things because once you know the will of God for that time, your faith can produce any reality that is, you know, that is according to the will of God. Yeah, your faith can do a lot. Yeah, your faith can stop accidents. Your faith can survive. By faith, you can survive gunshots. Yeah, I'm not saying you should go to where they are shooting, where they are firing bullets, but I'm saying that by faith, you can survive gunshot, you can survive anything. Yeah, so your faith can do terrible things. Yeah, alone. your faith can do. Yeah, but for your faith to be able to produce great miracles, you must attain oneness with God's heart. Your heart must become one with God's heart. So not only will you be able to know at that level, not only will you be able to know the will of God, your faith will also be able to wield the power of God without limitation. Yeah, because now God can trust you. Yeah, and he knows that you can't pray against him. You can't disappoint him. You can't disobey him. Yeah, at that point. So you're going to pray for that oneness. That oneness of heart. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to attain oneness with God's heart. So Holy Spirit, help me to attain oneness with God's heart. Help my heart to become one with God's heart. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, help me to attain oneness with God's heart. Help my heart to become one with God's heart. In the name of Jesus, help my heart to become one with God's heart, such that my heart desire the same thing God's heart desires, such that my heart craves for the same thing God's heart craves for, such that my heart loves the same thing God's heart loves, such that my heart hates the same thing God's heart hates. Holy Spirit, help me to attain oneness with God's heart. In the name of Jesus. So that I can know God's mind. So that I can know God's mind concerning everything. So that I can know God's mind, God's thought concerning everything. Holy Spirit, take me to that place where my heart is one with God's heart. In the name of Jesus. Take me to that place where God will fully trust me, just as I trust him. In the name of Jesus. Take us to that place of oneness with God's heart, where there is no secret God will not be able to share with me. Take us to that place of oneness with God's heart, where there is nothing God cannot view through me. Where there is nothing, God cannot leave me. Take me to that place now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. I still want us to read that, please, in Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. That is what the scriptures mean when God told him, I have made you the father of many nations. This happened because Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life. He believed in the God who brings the dead back to life. Yeah. And you know why Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead, who brings the dead back to life? Yeah, it was because he had no choice. Yeah, because every time God appears to him, God kept telling him, I'm going to give you a son. Yeah, and that son shall be the one that will inherit my covenant with you. So in other words, he's saying, God was saying, it is that son that will continue with this covenant and inherit the promise. Yeah. And then Abraham looked at himself very old, and he looked at his wife, Sarah, very old. In fact, he was more concerned about the wife. Or maybe he was also concerned about himself. But we know the story. Yeah, so he believed in the God that brings the dead back to life, in the sense that he believes that whatever is dead in Sarah's body, yeah, because she have already become so old, yeah, that normally and medically, she's not supposed to conceive and give birth. Yeah, because all the organs that were meant for reproduction, they're already dead or they're already dying. Yeah, but he believed that whatever is dead or dying can come back to life. Yeah. So the question is, do you also believe that? Do you believe in the God that gives life to the dead, or that brings the dead back to life? If you believe, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with the resurrection power of Jesus, bring back to life every good thing that I've died in my life. You can say, Father, with the resurrection power of Jesus, bring back to life every good thing that I've died in my life. Every good thing that I've died in my spirit, died in my soul, died in my body. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Bring them back to life. In the name of Jesus. Bring back to life every good thing that I've done in my life, in my calling, in my destiny. Bring them back to life. Every good thing that I've died in my brain. Yeah, because now the many people, their brains are not functioning as it should anymore. Pray. Every good thing that I've died in my body system, Father, bring them back to life by the resurrection power of Jesus. Bring them back to life in the name of Jesus. Every good thing that I've died in my calling, in my destiny, every good thing that I've died in my spiritual life, Father, we the resurrection of Jesus, bring them back to life now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. Yeah, I want you to know that God is still creating new things. God is still creating new things. Yeah, and God is doing that because Satan is destroying everything. Yeah, you may not see the destruction Satan is doing. And in fact, the reason why we are not seeing much of what much of the destruction Satan is doing is because God is generous with his life, with the life that he gives. Yeah, and he's generous with his power. If only God can open your eyes to see how much Satan is destroying things, you will first of all be very scared. Yeah, so Satan is killing, just as Jesus said, that he has come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So Satan is destroying things. So that is why God is creative. As it's destroying, God is creating. So that is why we are not really seeing much of the destruction. So if God suspends his own creative work that is going on every day, you will just start to hear in the news that earthquake, you start to hear in the news that there's an earthquake there, there's another earthquake. You may hear in the news about 50 earthquakes. That you hear that 50 earthquakes have happened in different places. In fact, you will hear of tsunami, flood. You will hear of so many terrible things. Yeah, so there is an hand that is sustaining creation. Even as Satan is destroying creation, God is creating creation. Yeah, you can see he's destroying creation and God is recreating creation. Yeah. And so that you can enjoy life. So you're going to pray. So my point is that whatsoever the enemy has destroyed in your life, God can recreate it back. He can create it back. Yeah, because he's still in the business of creation. So you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, recreate and restore everything the enemy has destroyed in my life. Everything the kingdom of darkness has destroyed in my life. Say, Father, recreate and restore them all. Open your mouth and pray like that. Recreate and restore them all. Everything the enemy has destroyed. Everything Satan has destroyed. Everything the dark kingdom has destroyed in my life. In my body, in my spirit, in my soul, in my destiny, in my calling, in my life. Oh Lord, recreate them with your mighty hand. Recreate and restore. Recreate and restore. Recreate and restore. Continue to pray like that. Recreate and restore. Yeah, he said, he will restore the wasted years, the years the locusts have eaten. Yeah, so even the years you have wasted, God can recreate them. Yeah, even your wasted years, God can recreate them. He can restore them. Begin to pray. Say, Father, with your mighty hand, recreate everything the enemy has wasted in my life, everything the enemy has destroyed in my life. Recreate them and restore them in the name of Jesus. Restore them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. Now, even your body is a proof that God is still creating things. Yeah, because in medical science, we're told that a lot of cells die. Yeah, I don't know, maybe every hour or every day. Yeah, but a lot of cells in your body, they die. In fact, every time you urinate, a lot of dead cells, they go out of your body through your urine. So in your body, cells are dying and new ones are being produced. New ones are being produced. As ones are dying, new ones are being produced. So that shows you that shows that God is creating, is still creating. He's still creating. So I want you to pray. So now God can also create everything you need to fulfill your calling and destiny in the earth. Yeah, forget about the economy of your country. Forget about your poor background. Yeah, forget about whatever has happened in your life over the years. If you believe in the creative power of God, you're going to see a turnaround. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, heal everything that I need to fulfill my calling and destiny in the earth. Create in my life, create around me everything that I need to fulfill my calling and destiny in the earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. God said in his word, he said he will move and no one will be able to stop him. Ask God to create the things that you need to fulfill your calling, to fulfill your destiny in the end. Everything you need, God can create everything. The relationships you need, the connections you need. It doesn't take him anything. It doesn't even take him a minute. He can create everything. Everything. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, with your mighty hand, create everything that I need. Everything that I need. Thank you, Lord. Everything that I need to become the person that you have sent me to this world to be. Everything that I need to fulfill my calling and destiny in the earth. With your mighty hand, create them for me. Create them in my life right now. Thank you, Lord. Everything. 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 In the name of Jesus. The people that I need, create them. The friendships, the relationships, the connections, the opportunities, the favors, the help, the helpers, create them now with your mighty hand in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. We have two more prayer points. It says, this happened because Abraham believed in the God who brings the dead back to life and who creates new things out of nothing. Who creates new things out of nothing. Yeah, I had a story of a man of God who had so much faith. And because he was the leader of maybe a Bible college or a Bible school. So they were students living in the house is living, and there was no food in the house that all of them could eat. Yeah, because they had no means to get food. Yeah, so I read that this man of God would walk into the kitchen or maybe the storeroom, and then he would just open the the containers that they use to store grains, food items. And then you just pray, you just say, I am going out right now. By the time I will be coming back, let this container be filled with rice. Let this other one be filled with maize. Everything that he wanted to be in each container, he would just pick them and they will cover them up and leave. Yeah. And then by the time he would come back, all the containers are filled with food items. And nobody knows how the food items entered into the store, into the storeroom. Yeah, nobody knows where they came from. Yeah, so that's an example of things coming out of nothing, and new things coming out of nothing. Yeah, so you're going to pray, God, he is able to bring things out of nothing. Yeah, especially when we have done our own part. Yeah, and this doesn't mean you should believe. Yeah, I don't think this kind of miracle will happen in the life of a lazy person. Yeah, so, but let's say you have done your own part, you have done everything you can do that you know God expects from you. And yet, there is still need. Yeah, you have tried all your best, and yet there is still need in your life. Then what you have to do is to turn to the one who is able to create new things out of nothing. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put upon my life your powerful presence. Surround my life with your powerful presence that is able to bring things out of nothing at every time I need such miracle. Yeah, there will be time that you will need that kind of miracle. I'm not saying that you should be expecting that kind of miracle like right now, because right now may not be the time for it. I'm talking about when you see physically things coming out of nothing. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put upon my life your presence, your powerful presence that is able to bring things out of nothing at every time I needed such a miracle in my journey here on earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If you believe, God is able to do it. The Father, surround my life with your powerful presence. Put upon my life your powerful presence that is able to bring new things out of nothing at every time I needed such miracle. At every time I will need such miracle. At every time I need such miracle. Surround my life with your powerful presence that is able to bring things out of nothing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray that God give you the eyes of faith. Yeah. You need the eyes of faith. Yeah, so that when people are seeing when people are seeing a downfall, you are seeing a lifting up. When people are seeing impossibility, you are seeing great possibilities. When people are seeing negativity, you are seeing positivity. So you need the highest of faith. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, when people are seeing scarcity, you are seeing excess, surplus, abundance. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, transform my eyes into eyes of faith. Transform my eyes into eyes of faith, such that I see possibilities always. Such that I see fullness and surplus in the midst of scarcity. So that I see possibilities in the midst of impossibility. So that I see healing and good health in the midst of sicknesses and diseases. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, transform my eyes into eyes of faith. Transform my eyes into eyes of faith, such that with my eyes I see possibilities in the midst of impossibilities. Such that with my eyes I see abundance and surplus and excess in the midst of scarcity and poverty. Transform my eyes into eyes of faith, such that I see strength in the midst of weaknesses, such that I see victory in the midst of hopelessness, in the midst of failures, defeat. Give me eyes of faith that sees victory and dominion. In the name of Jesus, transform my eyes into eyes of faith, such that I see elevation. When others are seeing downfall, when others are seeing failures, I will be seeing success. Give me eyes of faith. Give me eyes of faith. When others are seeing death, I am seeing long life. Give me eyes of faith. In the name of Jesus. When others are seeing limitations, give me eyes of faith that sees progress and peace. Give me eyes of faith in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are grateful for your love and mercy and compassion toward us. We thank you for your presence and power in our midst that is helping us and changing our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the grace you have given to us to know the things that are known in heaven, to know revelations that comes from your throne in heaven, to know revelations that come from your scripture through your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the gifts you have given to us to know the truth that would and that will set us free, that will always set us free. Thank you for the privilege to know these things. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all the prayers you have led us to pray in this place tonight by your Spirit. And I ask, O Lord, that let none of these prayers go without getting answered in the life of everyone here. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the mercy of God will speak for you in every area of your life. The mercy of God shall speak for you. The mercy of God shall give you the solution and the help you have been waiting for. In the name of Jesus, every power that does not want you to grow strong in sin because they want to continue to oppress your life and to enslave your life, I decree that the anger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every negative mindset and negative lifestyle in you that is limiting how much God's power wants to work for you, I decree that a fire of the Holy Ghost remove them from your life now. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost to remove those negative mindsets. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost to remove those negative lifestyles right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that whether the devil wants it or not, whether the devil likes it or not, you shall possess your possessions in the name of Jesus. And you shall become who God wants you to be in this earth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. I pray for you that your body, which the Bible says is the temple of God, shall no longer be a temple of demons in the name of Jesus. Your body shall not become a temple of sicknesses and diseases in the name of Jesus. Your body shall not become a temple of weaknesses and sin addiction Your body shall not become a temple of infirmities and deformities in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know your answer. In Jesus' name.